This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number two, way back Wednesday, songs from 1985. Yours truly taking the deuce. Hour number two.
And the L.
Oh, here we go. So we mentioned bagpipes, but don't get me wrong, but doesn't this song at the verse, when he starts talking, doesn't he say Irish sailor?
Does he?
You and I were both saying that they had more than one hit, but this is the one that most people knew.
That's a good-ass song.
You're actually snapping away to it.
I love it. This really makes me want to put on some high-heel boots and get down.
You, the purple man.
I love it.
I wish I could see you guys dancing back in the day.
I don't.
Oh, dude, I got
that. I think it would be so funny.
I was an instructor.
Such a good dancer. I was such a good... It was only until about 3 years ago that I lost my rhythm. Just gone. I mean, I could probably, if I had enough alcohol...
You can lose your rhythm?
We were on the dance floor at the Super Bowl party.
I thought you danced
pretty good. Yeah, but it took some drinks and some time to get it all back. Like, I couldn't just stand up and start doing the stuff that I used to do when I was a youngster, but... I was always known as a good dancer.
Okay.
I can hold my own, but I wasn't a dance instructor and all this other stuff. I used to be able to do from a standing position the splits and then pop up and go the other way.
No, I would.
From one side to the other.
Never try to do the
once
splits.
Once I strained every muscle, every tendon in my knee, I was like, that ain't happening.
I always tried to use dancing as a means to pick up women.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they find it attractive.
And there's a correlation that both men and women that say they think if you're a good dancer, then that means that translates to you being good in bed. And I'll put it this way. It didn't hurt my chances that I was a really good dancer, that I could pick up chicks that I probably shouldn't be able to pick up, like hotness-wise, because I was such a good dancer.
That makes sense.
It certainly helped. Otherwise, they'd be like, yeah, this guy's
weird.
So
you satisfied him on the dance floor, but when...
Then
he was trying to get to the bases,
but.
Nick.
No, but.
Now you're covering all your bases again.
No, but. I mean, there was buts. But
I was going to say.
Never
well,
mind.
That's...
You know what? It got weird.
It's going to get weirder with this phone call.
I know. Who is this? Rob wants to talk about kindergarten.
Oh, boy.
Rob, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Good, man. How are you?
All right. Hey, I was just laughing at the fact when y'all was talking about how times have changed, about the first base and second base. Like, kids are really fast, because I can remember when I went to the skate rink, like, if you just got a phone number or got to skate around and hold the girl's hand, that was cool.
Yep.
But now my son was in first grade, and I got a teacher-parent conference call to go up there, and he's getting notes from this girl talking about, hey, you fine, you can send me a Richard pick, and have you ever had sex before, and all this
what?
Stuff. And I'm like, wow.
How old?
He was in first grade.
Oh, no.
That's insane.
Man. Yeah, it's pretty sad.
That's, I mean, you know, good for him. But still, that's way too young.
Way too early.
Yeah. Hey, Barry, I just wanted to tell you, man, you're actually funny, man. I went on YouTube and seen your clips, I guess, from the Super Bowl. Man, when you kept on that dude with the all-dollar bill suit, and I was crying.
I appreciate that, Rob. Thank you.
Right,
thanks a lot, man.
Thanks for the call, Rob.
Yeah, thanks for the call too. Yeah, that kindergarten and first grade.
That's way too early.
I think the first time I kissed a girl was third grade. French kiss. That's what we like. That was the
right.
big deal. Like,
that's a big deal.
Like just a peck on the lips or a peck on the cheek wasn't a big deal. But the first Kelly Brooks was her name. I still remember it. It was on the blue chair in my bedroom. And I was like, man, something's going on down there though. Like when we were kissing, I was like, uh oh, I think I broke it. There's something going wrong in my pants. That ain't right. That took some figuring out.
Well, at least they're not in the pickup line at school yet.
This whole show.
Could have said
been...
earmuffs, Barry. You could have said earmuffs.
Did you miss the first hour? Well, I mean, my goodness, it wasn't exactly clean.
Well, but parents aren't in the car just yet.
Well, I'm not worried about the parents.
Well,
I mean,
true.
Truth be told, if you listen to the show, you know not to listen with your kids in the car. You know that by now.
Or your parents who just don't care and you listen with the kids in the car.
True.
Either way, it's fine.
Would you listen, if you had kids, well, you're going to have kids.
I have kids.
Would you let your kids listen to our show?
I wouldn't intentionally turn it too. But like if it was on and I forgot, yeah. it wouldn't be the end of the world.
Indirectly, okay. If it's on while they're in the car.
I wouldn't tell them, hey, listen to this show.
Yeah, listen to what they're saying about penis.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't be telling them to download the app.
But they're bound to hear
it. Let me just say that.
Yeah.
2018, you know what? They're bound to hear some foul stuff.
You know what? They're probably correcting us. Actually, that's not true. Third base, and you're like, whoa, you're fourth grade. How do you know what third base is? Which, by the way, people were correcting us and saying that third base was oral. Did we not see American Pie or something? I was like, yeah, no, okay. I didn't really. And then a lot of folks.
You didn't like American Pie?
Ugh, yeah.
The first one was good.
Yeah. I mean, the chick was hot, but that was it.
The one that went off the rails?
The one with the nice bagpipes.
The one that pretended to be foreign.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. She was hot. Yes. She was banging.
Smoking hot. A lot of folks texting and saying that if you want a song or good rock song with bagpipes in it, AC/DC's A Long Way to the Top.
Yep.
Is a song with a lot of with a good bagpipe in it. So I don't know. That might be true. Will and a lot of other folks were texting that in, so.
Okay.
Somebody said my kids would absolutely listen to this show. It's good to know. See, we're for all peoples, young and old alike. Maybe not old, maybe not young.
They're getting all the bad stuff from this radio show.
Yeah, that's true.
They're learning it from TV at school. Let's be honest.
It's not like we're introducing what the bases are.
Basically, what we just heard happens in first grade means our show is tame compared to what's going on in the world today.
You believe that dude's kid is grade one and he's got to go because she's like, send me a D pic? Of what? You're in first grade.
Normally the dudes are the ones that instigate. They're the ones that get in trouble. The little girl is instigating.
I didn't even know I had a penis in the first grade. I had no idea. I was like, oh, look, two belly buttons. I had no idea that I had a penis. No clue.
You ready for this line score, by the way?
What?
McCullers, 5 1/3, 81 pitches.
Uh-huh.
2 hits, no runs, 6 or 7 strikeouts. They just gave him a standing O in spring training. That's a good sign.
Yeah. That's
your fourth starter, and he's dropping guys down like that. And it's against a good team in the Nationals.
Not too shabby.
No.
Somebody had a question for us on the text line. If two teams went to the NBA Finals with identical records and were tied heads up, who would get home court advantage? So the way they do it is they go to the two-team tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. And so if they have the same record, then it would go to better winning percentage against teams eligible for the playoffs in their own conference. And then better winning percentage against teams eligible for playoffs in the opposite conference. And the last one would be better net result of total points scored.
But you mentioned the first one is head-to-head, and if that's correct, it goes to
the two-team tiebreaker, and the two-team tiebreaker, there's six of them. It's best winning percentage against each other, and then in the division, but if the teams aren't in the division, it's the conference, and I'm guessing since the teams aren't in the same conference, that it would go all the way down to number six, which would be points scored.
No, I think it would be against teams, record against playoff teams.
No, because number four says better winning percentage against teams eligible for the playoffs in own conference. Oh. And then including teams that finish the regular season tied for a playoff position. And then number five is better winning percentage against teams eligible for playoffs in the opposite conference. So I don't know how you could say that because that wouldn't make sense to use those two. So then you would immediately go to number six, which is better net result of total points scored, less total points allowed against all opponents.
Okay.
So it goes down to point differential.
That wasn't confusing.
Oh, no, not at all. I think that's great.
We got that nailed.
Wait till we get to the catch rule. That's going to be even more fun. Yeah. Which, by the way, they updated. They've got the proposed rules.
I saw it come across the crawl last night, and just to have those people try and type it into a crawl to define it was not going to give me any clarity.
No, so here it is. I found it on the NFL website. The NFL's attempt to fix the catch rule took another major step forward. NFL Senior Vice President of Officiating announced Wednesday the competition committee will recommend simplifying the language of the catch rule. The proposed change will be presented next week at the annual league meeting. So the proposed rules defining a catch are, one, control of the ball. Okay, right. Duh.
Yep.
Two, 2 feet down or another body part, which is the old one knee equals 2 feet. Number three, a football move such as a third step, reaching or extending for the line to gain, or the ability to perform such an act. So they're basically taking the problems that we had last year.
Jesse James is one of
them. Jesse James
right?
is one of them. There was the other one.
Well, there's one in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, in the Super Bowl. But those were the ones where they were reaching for the goal line. That's a football move now. They're calling that a football move. So I think they've simplified it and fixed it. This is exactly what it should have been.
All along.
You're yes.
Right. Yeah.
I
so
totally
hopefully
agree.
They got it right this time, because Lord knows there was enough confusion and controversy last year alone, just simply based on, and we're not even going back to the Dez catch. We're just talking about last year alone, there was way too much.
And they say the key change to the proposal would eliminate the frustration going to the ground element of the rule that caused catches to be overturned, like Cowboys receiver Dez Bryant back against the Green Bay in 2014, or the Steelers tight end Jesse James versus the Patriots this past season. So, yeah, that whole surviving the ground stuff doesn't exist anymore.
Good.
Yes, I'm with you. That's
thankful,
stupid.
Because that saves a lot of headaches for us.
Yep.
Although it does cover a lot of time on the air, because, man, we went back and forth on that with callers.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, can you imagine you're so frustrated as a fan because, okay, I've got 2 feet on the ground. I've got the ball in my hands. Therefore, at that moment, it's a catch.
Yeah, it's like.
So why do I now have to fall, not bobble it? Like, it's already a catch once the 2 feet are down and I have control of it in my hand. After that,
implement
it shouldn't matter.
The same rule when you're on your sideline as you are on the goal line too.
Been my point all along. Yep. Been my point all along. When you're near the touchdown, it should be the same rule. Like with the Jesse James thing, it should be the same rule as if you're falling out of bounds. I've been saying it since we brought it up, the whole discussion. So you know what else I've been saying? By the way, good song, Joel. Very good song. You've redeemed yourself. Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen tomorrow. Be there 7 to 7. We will all be broadcasting for the next round of the NCAA tournament. We're excited about that. I'm excited for a lot of you that are to come out and see all the shows, but have not had a chance to get to Cowboys and Indians and eat yet. It's 1901 Taft in Midtown, if you're wondering. First of all, I'm looking forward to seeing you all tomorrow, but I'm also looking forward to you guys trying this food. I've been telling you about Cowboys and Indians for almost a year now, and man, it's just getting better. First of all, they have the best butter chicken in Houston, so try that when you get there. The Himalayan Heat Burger, I want to encourage all of you guys to get a Himalayan Heat Burger tomorrow. Let me know what you think. I've said it's one of the best burgers in Houston. It's got to be on your list of must-try burgers. It's that good. They've got wings, sliders, but again, it's called Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. It's that fusion of Southern comfort and Indian food. So they have chicken curry. They have butter chicken. They have the lamb vindaloo. They have it all. It's delicious. The recipes have been passed down through Haas's family and then perfected there in the kitchen. All of it delicious. And like if you get the chicken fried steak, if you want to go that Southern comfort food route, they don't make it until you order it. So it's fresh, it's delicious, and the recipes are insane. You just got to take my word for it. Also take my word for it when you go, get the red velvet cake before you leave. That's the dessert. That's the one you need to get. And if you're like Joel, he always gets the non-quesadillas when he's there. Same thing with Nick. That's my appetizer. Go in there and get the non-quesadillas. Tell them ESPN 975 sent you. You'll get 20% off of those. I look forward to seeing you. But if you can't make it, you still want dinner, you can have Cowboys and Indians delivered to your door via DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Grubhub. Full-service bar, lots of TVs. We're going to have a blast. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys. 1901 Taft in Midtown, CNI713 on Facebook. Whatever you do, take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen.
6 minutes. ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go. Knee deep hour number two. Gotta love some Eddie Murphy, Party All the Time.
You do love this song, don't
good
you?
Good song, man. I'm not going to lie. When this thing first came out, I was all, this was a great song.
Is this the one you did the splits to?
It's quite possible. It is definitely quite possible.
I love that. This
to
is
be honest,
the one
it is definitely quite possible that I might have done that. Yeah.
You attempted
that
or did you
me
succeed?
So happy. Oh, my God.
I won't deny that. Look,
that
it
makes
was something
me so
that
happy.
I could do. That was showed some athleticism and agility.
When's
that not
the
many
last time you
do.
Tried to do the splits?
So true story, right? So I'm in Portland, and we're playing. I get hooked up with a softball team that's literally playing for the Nationals. We get paid. They pay all of our expenses. So it's like a free vacation every other weekend. We were going somewhere. They paid for all of our equipment, everything like that. And I dove for a ball in the – no, I slid into second base, and I literally did not tear, thankfully, but I sprained every ligament in my knee.
Mm-hmm.
So then they wanted me to keep playing like 2 and 3 weeks later. And I eventually would tape it up to the point where I would play, but I knew it wasn't right. It wasn't the same.
Yeah.
And one of my best friends would always go, come on, man, it's all mental. By this time, the knee's right. I'm like, it's only been like 3-4 weeks. She's like, seriously, do that splits thing again. And when you do the splits thing, finally your mind will convince you that it's all in your head. I did it, and it felt like 1,000 volts of electricity going through my entire leg to my ass cheek. And I went, one, screw you, and two, I'm never doing it again. I have to just admit, it's never happening
again.
So
it's been since you worked in Portland.
Oh, yeah, it's been the early 90s.
So what is it going to take for us to get you to do the splits
on video?
You know what
I'll do? I'm not even going to say this, because then I'm not going to commit to doing it.
Yes, you are.
No.
Now, Joel, I've done some crazy things for
the cheater version is when you do it with a bent leg.
Yes, that's what I would expect. Yeah. You were doing full-on, like,
I could almost do it straight.
Wow.
Leg. Wow.
Yeah. That is impressive.
Yeah.
I would never attempt to do that, ever.
So would you do bent leg for the show?
No.
I sniffed cocoa.
I love my knees. I'm still playing basketball. I don't want.
I think we see who's dedicated and loves this show and who doesn't.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that how you think?
Yeah, because I've snorted cocoa on air. Well,
but if you took a couple shots.
No, because I can see who's an idiot and who's not. I'm not going to affect my long-term health and well-being.
So I'm an idiot because I love our show and I want us to do
well?
No, you're
an idiot because you sniffed that cocoa powder stuff. No, that was on you.
I did that for us. I did it for you, Joel.
I was kind of concerned for you. I ain't
gonna
lie.
We got a song from 85
that's mushy. When I snorted the cocoa.
Didn't you get the jitters and your hands were shaking a little bit? Yeah, that's some crazy stuff.
Yeah, it was kind of whack.
Legal Lean, wasn't it?
Yes.
That's what it was.
No.
We had that dude on the air and he cussed.
No, wasn't it called Coco Loco? But the Legal Lean was the drink.
There was two different products, same guy.
Right, but it was manufactured by Legal Lean, wasn't
it? Yes, it was manufactured, but it was like Coco Loco was the name of it.
Remember, we had the guy on and he cussed.
Yeah, he did. Idiot. And then he took forever to send you the stuff. All right, so times. This is pretty good. This could be a joke on stage. I'm not even going to lie. This is a good joke. Times have really changed, and my kids are growing up quick. My third grader molested his gym teacher. That's a good joke. That's quality right there. That is good writing.
You going to poach it?
No, I would never do that.
Carlos Mencia says you can do it.
Never, ever in a million years would I. Not one, would I steal a joke from another comic. Two, would I ever take a joke from a listener? I would just, no. I would be so defeated. Okay. And they'd be like, that was a great joke. Who wrote it?
That's the one thing that kind of sets Barry off is when listeners try to
give me jokes. Yeah, yeah, I'm all right.
Because they do it far too often, too.
Yeah.
Like they're suddenly writers and they're funny.
Oh, the worst is after a show.
Oh, no.
The worst is after a show when people come up to me like, hey, that was funny, but here, you can have this. The other day, I was out and this guy, and he was like, what? And I was like, whoa, you can use that. It's like, well, I don't want to use that. That was horrible. Yeah, don't give comedians jokes.
But it could
they don't
be
need
a koozie
them.
Or a t-shirt.
No. On the way to the doctor's appointment, and my 11-year-old is getting an education. Thanks, guys. That's from Nate. Shout out to Nate and his 11-year-old. He didn't say it was a son or a daughter, but shout out to Nate's 11-year-old.
Catchphrases to be aware of. If they caught hour number one, turn and cough would be.
Yes.
That would be part of it. And then it progressed to be a lot worse after that when we started talking baseball.
People stopped going to the skating rink in Harlingen in the eighth grade. At that point, it was just going to Mexico for all you can drink.
Wow.
I grew up in the wrong part of the state.
By the way, Marvin Bagley, was it Marvin Bagley III now from Duke, the freshman? They just posted pictures on Busted Coverage of his girlfriend. Believe me, as I always give you these helpful tips, Rissa Lozano.
Spell it.
R-I-S-S-A-H.
Uh-huh.
Lozano, L-O-Z-A-N-O. I'm just going to retweet the article from Busted Coverage, but oh boy.
Oh, yeah, girlfriend of Duke. Oh, yeah, okay, let's see. Marvin.
I just looking at the picture they posted, and her face is pretty good. Remember the girl, when we were talking about the Academy Awards, the Oscars? Remember the girl in the yellow dress that I showed you guys pictures of? She was Fast and Furious or one of those, or no, what was the Jamie Foxx? The Jamie Foxx high-speed movie? Anyway, I showed you guys pictures, and she was...
She was hot.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Now it's all coming out in the tabloids that Fergie's ex, Josh Duhamel, is like hot and heavy with her. And,
really?
Yeah. He felt like he didn't want it to go public because he didn't want Fergie's feelings to be hurt because they share a child. But that he's a smart man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you go from Fergie, who ain't bad, and then you go to.
Fergie's got a great body. Now, I'm not trying to bring up old show topics. She's got a great body, but her face? No.
I've been in an elevator with her, and she's not bad. I'll say this.
No.
It's E-I-Z-A Gonzalez. E-I-Z-A. Aiza Gonzalez is who Josh Duhamel's with, who was at the Oscars in the very revealing yellow dress. She good.
Yeah, I'm going to her Instagram.
You go wherever you need to go because she good.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Yep.
For sure.
Yeah, so he's, would you call that an upgrade then to go from Fergie to her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just basically went from a man's face.
Oh, see. Really? Is it that bad with
Fergie?
I don't
think it's that face. I don't think it's that bad.
Bro, I'm telling you, Fergie's face is.
Now.
I mean, I would.
Singing the anthem, that's bad.
Not even that. Dude, go look at Fergie. Telling you, man. Fergie, nice body. Face. Yeah, it's that bad.
I'm with Nick. I don't think it's that bad.
Okay, Francisco Abarca said we already know that we let his kids listen, or yep. He lets his kids listen to the show. He said, in fact, I don't even care when I'm in the pickup line if the parents can hear it. I don't like any of these b-holes anyway. That's good.
It shouldn't be insulting. It should be complimentary if they're listening to us.
That's right.
Hey, you can join in too. 97.5 or download the app.
You should crank it, Soldier Boy, in the pickup line. In fact, every parent should be able to hear us right now. Roll the windows down, hey, turn
the
radio.
You know how parents bitch about being in that line every day?
Yeah.
Well, listen to us. It makes it more bearable.
That's what I'm saying.
Without
this
question.
Is a good song, by the way.
Another good one. Yeah. One day you're going to be at the
top of the world, and I'm going to be on your back. That make you want to break dance, do the splits.
They had bars back home called 21 Below, which were like bars where underage kids could get in.
Yes.
So who did the remake? Someone did a remake on this of the song, right?
I don't know.
I think someone did.
I'm not sure.
I'll try to look it up.
All right, we'll look it up in the break. But we're at the midway point of the show as we keep flying along. Time's flying when you're having fun. We're going to the second half in just minutes. So get yourself a drink, head to the restroom, and then fasten back in as we'll drive you home till 4, and the Blitz will take you home till 7 right here on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, but I also know girls look fly
and candles. Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Dude, you talk about a song that was sampled upon used. This one right here. I don't know if it got it started, but boy, it sure kept it going. Everyone was Roxanne.
Indeed. No doubt. Hey, real quick, before we move on.
Yes.
I want to give a shout out to David Leary.
Yeah, Diamond Dave.
This dumbass has been trying to troll me since November of last year. He started sending these stupid-ass messages to my Facebook, my fan page, which, by the way, Dave, thanks for being a fan on my fan page on Facebook. That's awesome. But he would send me all these dumbass messages, and he can't spell. And it's obvious he's trolling. He called me, like, a Mexican and all this. I'm like, you're such a dumbass. But then he's been texting the show forever, and I've already blocked his number, but they still go to the deleted items. So every once in a while, I'll come across one of his texts in the deleted items. So this is what he texted today. Laminac, I can't imagine a loser like you ever picked up anyone. Even though I've been married twice, David, good try. But if you want to text David or give him a call, it's 713-259-6821.
Wow.
He went all the way, Nick.
I thought he was going to stop.
I thought he was going to say area code and not the first three numbers.
713-259-6821. If you want to text David Leary and let him know what a dumbass he is.
You got a first and last name.
Keep trolling me.
And the phone number, David.
Keep trolling me, idiot.
David, do you realize how loyal the usual suspects are? Do you realize how many people are jumping on that bandwagon?
This is what I don't understand. And I don't want to, like, I don't want to beat a dead horse.
There's people with their phones right now punching in, grabbing a pen.
I'm going to do it until 4 o'clock. This stupid ass has been doing this since November. But what I don't understand is this, David. I get people don't like me. We all have, doing this job, people aren't going to like you. Why do you listen, bro? Why? If you don't, why? I tell you, there's a lot of guys on radio that I used to listen to that I didn't like. Like, I remember I grew up listening to John and Lance. And when they split up, it broke my heart. And I tried to listen to Lance on other stations, but I couldn't because I didn't like the guys that he would be paired up with. Not Charlie Polillo, by the way. Mm-hmm. But some of the guys that Lance would get paired with were bad. So I Adam just Clint. Wouldn't listen to the show. I'm not mentioning many flash.
Go ahead. Throw some more names out.
None of that was
out,
English.
Matt Thomas?
No. I actually enjoyed Matt Thomas. Dude. I think Matt does a good job. But anyways, my point is, don't listen. But stop being a... Like, you're... How petty are you?
We all have those.
That you would follow a guy around on Facebook. You're like a 12-year-old.
Wow. Did Lance bring you flowers when he came back with John so that you would feel better?
I don't know.
After breaking your heart.
I was so happy. I know, right? Yeah. Anyway, 713-259-6821. David Leary, send him some hate text or whatever. I don't care. He's an idiot.
You want to cover something else kind of along those lines?
Okay.
I heard AJ when I was driving home last night.
Uh-huh.
And he mentioned something, and I thought, no, that can't be true.
Uh-oh.
Because, you know, as I've done, I followed your lead, and we have done anything but be braggadocious. We are just very pleased and very blessed and thankful for all you listeners that the show's doing well. But we don't sit out there and blow horns and things like that. AJ, of course, does. And look, they're the number one show in the market. Go right ahead. But overall, as a station, especially because we've endured signal issues and all the things that we've endured, the station is doing really well.
We're kicking ass.
Right.
Let's be real.
We know what happened in January. It happened again in February. So therefore, top to bottom, very easy to say, no matter how, you know, because in TV, with my wife being in TV, they can break it down and spin it any way they want and use demographics to say they're number one. We were number one in men 25 to 54, as opposed to we were number one in everyone 25 to whatever. There's all different ways you can break it up. But in radio, it's not as technical, right?
We're also number one in idiots 25 to David Leary. Anyways, go ahead.
Correct.
713. No, I'm just kidding.
And I'm more power to every time you want to mention that. But no, my problem is, because I looked it up, I was like, AJ can't, he's just making that up. Sports Talk 790 sent the following tweet after we won as a station, and we have two of the top three we had the top two shows in January, two of the top three shows.
Wait, what was, I know the Blitz was number one. What was number two in January?
Oh, that'd be us.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we're still in the top three.
Oh.
So with all that being said, and the fact that we can verify that our station from morning to night.
Whoop that ass.
Whooped ass, right? Here's what Sports Talk 790 decided to tweet. Shout out to all of our listeners for making Sports Talk 790 the number one sports station in Houston for the second straight month. What year? Because it definitely wasn't the last 2 months. And all you could possibly hang your hat on is the fact that you have Astros baseball. They're in spring training. No one cares. So good luck to you. But it says number one in Houston as a sports station for the second straight month. Both the Josh Innes Show and In the Trenches are number one in their time slot. Okay, fine, whatever. For the second straight month, our afternoon shows are pulling strong numbers as well. We're here to tell you, unless you got some twisted definition of strong, get that weak crap out of here. Stop doing that to me. Pick your battles. You got another number station you can duke it out with. Go take the 610 loop, and then we'll worry about
it.
Whoa. Come on, son.
Then you guys are telling me, and they're trying to follow every one of us on Twitter.
Yeah, that I didn't understand. They followed a bunch of – it was like a blanket following of – which is an old Twitter trick. What you do is you go out and you follow 100 people. And then 50 of them follow you back. And then the 50 that didn't follow you unfollow. And so I think that's what it's going. I don't know. But they followed me. I was like, well, this is weird.
They followed me for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They just kind of followed everybody and hoped to pick up a few followers and then unfollow and move on. It's just weird. I don't know. Whatever. My thing, you guys know I'm proud of what we've been able to accomplish in a year with the ratings, but I also put very little stock in what they are. All I know is that with as far as interaction goes, we are really blessed to have all the listeners
that
we have.
And we take the high road. Super blessed. Because we know it's an imperfect science. We know that it's a twisted way that they try and keep ratings these days. But we are very thankful for where we're at. So we take the high road. We're not going to get too high, too low. We're not going to blow our horns when we're number one. And we're not going to, you know, cry and spilled milk forever and sob to you people when we're not.
Right.
But at the same time, don't do that because that's just flat out false advertising.
Tyler McKee said, hey, Barry, what was that number one more time? I don't want to text the wrong person. Sure, Tyler, it's 713-259-6821. Is the number. I didn't want you to
get version of it.
281-330. Yeah, we need something like that. Yeah, I just don't want him to mess up. That would be wrong. Anyways, sorry. Yes.
Wow.
Moving on.
You do realize, too, that I'm not kidding when I say how loyal our listeners are. They're going to work. You know what? If you want something else to do, go to work on the Twitter account at 792 to get their crap straight.
No, God. It's ridiculous. Don't do that.
Look, the first comment after they tweeted that was, really? Because I have the app and listen to ESPN 97 all day and all night. Well, thank you.
El Jefe said they might have been trying to get me to follow them because they wanted to recruit me for my camel riding skills.
That's a good point.
It's very, everybody wants a champion. I don't know if you know that or not.
Instead of swinging from other stations' anatomy, they'd want to ride the hump.
There you go.
That's it.
Hey, by the way, real quick, can I give a shout out?
Sure. You're going to lose your voice. You're giving so many shout outs.
Well,
today.
I had to have the cat euthanized, and they did a great job. And then I had to get the testicles checked, and they did a great job. I don't know.
That's so being isolated.
But, so from the. From the P to the D.
You're isolating that?
Yeah. Barry's giving shout-outs from the P to the D, and now
why are you
else.
Isolating
I
don't, that?
I just like isolating yours more than Joel's for
and
some
I like
reason.
That. I know. I love why. That.
I hate both of you.
So who did a good job on your testicles
again? David Leary. Why does David Leary? I wish David Leary hated you and not me. I don't know.
No,
you
I must, enjoy this.
Yeah.
That might be why he still tunes in.
Also, shout out to Mark Klein at Klein's Fine Jewelry. I went out there yesterday. Yeah. He was real cool, real honest, and he's not an advertiser with us or me or anything. It's just Lance was like, yeah, go see my guy, dude. He'll take care of you, and he did. He was absolutely awesome.
That's fantastic.
Awesome. So, yep.
So you got the family jewels, and you got the family jewels.
Yes.
Taken care of in the last
24 hours.
A one false swoop.
By the way, we were talking about kids in the car and being able to listen and stuff like that. Yeah. This is a great song.
Phenomenal song.
Love this song. Robert and Tomball said, months ago, Uncle Barry taught my son, quote, bitch-ass bitch, which was also the last segment he's ever heard of The Usual Suspects. When did I say that? I don't remember.
I don't remember you saying that, but I can believe you said
when
that.
When didn't you say
that? Yeah, that's definitely something I would say.
I'm surprised more kids aren't running into classrooms going, suck it!
Yeah.
Because that's basically like our show theme now. Last night I did it to you guys. After I got my Way Back Wednesday listed.
Yeah, I got your
early.
Email.
Yeah.
Are you a big Tears for Fears guy? Do you like them?
I like the song.
The
I don't
album
know.
Songs from the Big Chair had a lot of good songs.
I would agree. It makes you soft in a way, but I don't care.
No, it's.
I like it.
Yeah.
I did.
And they were in the middle of the video era, too.
Yes. Champ.
There you have it.
Get it.
By the way, Brandon, one of our loyal listeners, Brandon Hannett, said, I exclusively listen to you guys, but got a follow from 790 this morning. Talk about trolling.
Weird, right?
Dude, change the lure if you're going to go fishing.
Yeah. Good a lot Lord. Of folks are saying that.
All right, we continue to roll on. You're doing what you do, and we appreciate you on The Usual Suspects. Don't go anywhere. It's ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Another great song. Great movie, too. We've talked about it. Nick, if you haven't seen The Breakfast Club.
No, I need to rewatch it.
Yeah,
it's been a long
fantastic.
Time. It's a great movie.
Admit it, Barry.
What?
Breakfast Club. Great movie.
Yes.
Song right here from it. Great
no doubt.
Song.
Simple
Minds.
I don't think many people debate that. So
Simple Minds. again, more of an MTV type band, but they had some good songs too. Alive and Kicking.
I don't remember that one.
Oh my God. Fine. But Alive and Kicking by Simple Minds is good too.
Yeah. I do dig this one quite a bit though.
I just always imagine at the final scene of The Breakfast club, Judd Nelson
with the hand in the
with
air,
the one hand in the air, yeah, walking off the football field.
Pretty badass.
So we have, just because this is the way we do things around here, right? I did a little investigation during the break.
Okay.
Let's just say that
you
we
found
have...
out who David Leary is.
No, oh. I didn't go that far yet, but okay. don't tempt me. I'm sure he's got his own problems to deal with his carrier,
right?
Based on what you did. But we have some intel. We have sources close to the scene that basically have informed us that there's a better than average possibility that someone on air hijacks the Twitter account for 790 and has a propensity for doing things like this.
Are you throwing more shade?
I'm not throwing any shade right now. I'm just throwing a little deep cover.
Okay.
Just giving the peeps a little info, as they say.
That's not surprising, though.
No.
Is it? Is it really?
Stupid and childish, but again, not surprising, and you guys can do the math from there.
I used to work with a guy named David Leary at UPS. The guy sucked out loud. I wonder if it's the same guy.
Well, now think about this.
I don't know.
If he's working at UPS over the last 48 to 72 Ooh. Hours, he's been pretty upset about life and his yeah. job. He might be taking it out on you.
It could be. Well, no, like I said, this goes back to November. This is how desperate this guy
is
for attention.
Yeah, that would assume that he's kept his job since November.
Yeah, okay. This goes all the way back to November when he started trolling. Somebody said, I love Fired Up Joel.
I have fun with it, too.
Yeah, I know you do. I think sometimes you leave after that segment and go and masturbate. That's
no,
you enjoy
it doesn't
it
that go that
much.
Far.
No?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive, but thank you, though.
You're like, but thank you.
Yeah.
Mandy said, oh, man, I missed it. What is that number for the 10,000th time? Mandy, if I were that kind of person, I would tell you it was 713-259-6821. But I'm not that kind of person. I'm not going to do that, Mandy. I'm just not that. That's stooping to a whole new low level. Somebody said, I just asked David if his mom is always this loud. Oh, man. Wow. You guys are kind of brutal. Somebody did mention if the Golden Triangle was factored into ratings that 97.5 would be whooping that ass. Well, we kind of already are.
We already mentioned that. Yeah.
Because we
were a little bit distraught because we've made our trips to Beaumont and had such a great time down there. And we found out when we went down there how many people are loyal listeners. Then they told us here at the station that the Golden Triangle, including Beaumont, doesn't count. And we're like, what the hell's that?
Yeah, that shocked me.
That's brutal. By the way, could you explain Juggalo Trey to me?
Yeah, I don't think he's speaking English. I have no idea. It was a weird... I just ignored it. Somebody just sent a nice, quote, nice message to David. Poor guy. Demetrius said, hey, it's Demetrius. Guess what starts this weekend, Barry? The greatest sport ever that includes Lewis Hamilton, Sebastian Vettel, Fernando Alonso, and Kimi the Iceman Raikkonen.
I know what it is, Barry.
What?
Formula One racing.
Damn right it is.
Damn right it is, because the first name you gave away was the one that gave it away.
Lewis Hamilton.
And the only reason why I know who he is, because he used to date Nicole Scherzinger, the lead singer from the Pussycat Dolls, who's smoking hot.
Yeah.
That's it.
By the way, Demetrius said he went to school with Matt Thomas, class of 1990. Really?
Did they ever walk down and...
Wait. Now, I love Matt Thomas on the radio. Great guy. Nice guy. Cool guy. He does not look like class of 1990.
Why not? That puts him at what, 46?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Huh? I'm class of 92.
How old do you think Humpty Dumpty looks?
Which one is Humpty Dumpty?
The one that sat on the wall.
And fell.
I'm lost.
They look similar.
Are you? Wow!
I even got that before Barry. I'm impressed.
Yeah, you did get it quickly. Can I ask you a question?
That
do
was
you think
mean.
Because he went to school with Matt. Do you think that when they got done with school, probably neither one of them played sports?
Oh no, here it goes.
That they were like talking and went, "Well, I'm bored. What should we do?"
I knew that was.
I just was wondering.
I knew that was coming.
I mean, he looks 46-ish.
Does he?
Barry looking at me like you were crazy.
I thought he was older. I'm not going to lie. But then I think Joel is way younger looking than he is.
I've given him heat forever
about looking older.
Like, and because he wears like the walking the mall shoes.
Does he?
Yeah.
He wears like the New Balance, but not like the cool New Balance, like the ones that are all white like nurses wear.
Yeah, I give him credit because he's lost a lot of weight, but he still pulls the belt buckle, the belt line all the way up over the like...
I bet Matt
belly.
Thomas still rocks the braided belt, and then he ties it in the knot and points it, and it hangs way down.
Oh, my God. That's a blast from the past.
You're right.
Totally forgot about
that. Now that you mentioned that, I'd forgotten about him until you mentioned it.
I mean, I did it, too. I admit it. Matt Thomas, total bolo guy. Definitely wore a bolo.
Nah.
But I did too. I did too.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I rocked the braided belt, so I'm pretty sure he did.
I just know that he was traveling with us for a while, and I'd always look down at, and I'd go, dude, you're still wearing the... And, oh, here's the worst thing. When he wasn't wearing the mall walking shoes, he was wearing the Jerusalem Cruisers.
Really?
He was wearing the sandals. Wow. No, yeah. And it was... I was just like, come on, man. You got to upgrade.
Yeah, that's... unless you're listening to the Rockets or Astros game, why on earth would anyone under the age of 60 listen to AM radio? That's from Ben the Skeleton. That's
Ben,
what I'm saying.
You're spot on, my friend.
David's best comeback so far has been shut up. That was from OU Mike.
I'm like,
oh, poor David.
Can
oh,
you got OU Mike with a mission? Over. Wow, that's
the only
fantastic.
Person you really needed to give the phone number.
Now
was
I feel
OU Mike.
Bad that OU Mike is free reign
get
on
him,
David
Mike.
Leary's
so
text.
Wait a minute. So you don't feel bad that David's going to have to go to his carrier and get a new number?
Nope. Don't
but
care.
That's crazy.
OU Mike also said David's the reason siblings shouldn't have sex together. Man. Wow. That's not good. You guys are...
You created this monster. You did.
I did?
Yeah.
Why me?
You gave the whole number out.
Oh, well, he did this himself. You know, remember when your parents would be like, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you, and you did this to yourself? That's David.
Now, this
is... This hurts me right now more than it hurts him.
This is a public service announcement to anyone in the 409 that's ever gone at Nick, Brandon and others that have come at me. We could have done this, and we didn't, but we still can. So this what? Is just do what you did and give the full number. So
yes.
There's your warning.
That's true.
I have yet to block anybody on Twitter.
I haven't blocked
anybody on text. I've never, no matter what, no matter the amount of hate I've gotten, I've never blocked anybody ever.
That's good. That shows you can take it, and that's
bit.
Fine. Yeah. Now, what, I haven't blocked anyone, but I will mute people because it gets, like, a lot of times on my timeline, it's just... annoying text after annoying or annoying tweet after annoying, so I'll mute people. But I gotta show Joel, he's killing me, Nick. This dude is killing me. So I figured out a way to not get those stupid ass Rocket troll tweets, because after every Rocket game the Rockets trolls, and it's not even like just fans. It well, there was one fan that Joel mistook for a troll and started cursing at him. The guy was like, bro, like, what, man? I'm just excited. Joel was like, oh, my
I
bad.
I didn't cuss at him.
No, but it was still mean. Like, you were mean to him because you thought I was a bot. I get it.
Yeah.
Poor guy. But every time Joel... So I have... There's a setting in Twitter where you can say, people that don't follow me, ignore their notifications. So if people are out there trying to tweet at me and they don't follow me, I don't get a notice, which is fine. I don't want your tweet if you don't want to follow me.
Right.
Makes sense.
Total sense.
So all of these Rocket bots don't follow me. So I never get, I haven't gotten a tweet from them in months until smartass over here starts replying all on the tweets. Well, yeah, get a life. I'm like, Joe, I can see this now because of you.
Don't exaggerate. I did not say get a life.
Well, you're mean
I
to him,
said
whatever
either
you say.
Give Daryl Morey my best and hopefully he starts paying you
one.
Instead of an internship.
I saw that one.
Or, you know, realize that we were you watching because we watch every game. We don't need your help.
Yeah. By the way, everybody's voting for you.
Well, they should.
I know
way
you got
back
one
Wednesday.
From Tracy.
Yeah, Tracy Rigman. Tracy Cowley voted. Jason Razorback Jason voted for you.
What about Kirsten? She's always.
That doesn't matter.
This is
doesn't
a big
matter.
Deal.
Doesn't matter.
She's at work right now, yeah. So she doesn't.
Well, that's care. Right. She's not allowed to listen during work. That's the biggest adjustment she's had to make. We need to talk to her bosses and superiors. We need to fix that immediately.
That's true.
Put
crap.
It on speaker. Put it on speaker so they can hear. Suck it!
Arian's fetus wants a fight between all radio guys like on Anchorman.
Let's do it. A Royal Rumble.
Well, we know certain people wouldn't be fighting with their fists. They'd be bringing guns, tattoos, and a whole lot of BS.
Joseph, man.
When I get info about people that are just bad people, yeah, I spray.
I'll call you the oak tree. You are throwing shade like crazy.
Stuff liars fire me up. That's brutal.
I know.
Just like the douchey David that's doing that to you and all the... It's not the first time we've had to deal with this, but I give you credit for going full-blown with all 10 digits. I didn't think you were going to do that. I think Nick and I are on the same page. We're like, he'll go 7 deep. He ain't going 10. And yeah. He let them all fly.
LFA said, I'm low-key mad 790 followed everyone and didn't follow me back.
Do they know what they're missing with his gift game? Come on.
Oh, that's so sad. Oh, my goodness. Good times.
All right. Well, we got two in the books.
Let's talk Rockets.
One hour to go. Let's get right into it. We've waited long enough. Let's get into some nuts and bolts about the best team in the NBA, the Houston Rockets. That's coming up next. Don't go anywhere. As well as hour number three from Siri. That's right around the corner on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.